Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This year is dedicated to the Nishmas of my mother, Chai Racha Bas David Tzvi, and we are getting ready for Yom Kippur. I want to share a quick Midrash that speaks about an aspect of tshuva that I think will be helpful for our avoda. So this Midrash is actually found in Shemos Rabbah in Parshas Tetzaveh. The context is the commandment to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Klal Yisrael to bring to Moshe Rabbeinu Shemen Zayis Zach. V'yikhu elecha Shemen Zayis Zach. It should be brought to you. And that's how the Midrash ends. But the Midrash begins with the discussion about olives and starts in a pasuk in Yirmiyah. So the Midrash says, V'ata tetzaveh, and you shall command. Hada hu dechsiv, this is what the pasuk in Yirmiyah means. It says, Zayis ra'anan yifei pri soar kara Hashem shemeich. That you are an olive tree, a young olive tree with a fruit of beautiful form. Hashem has called you. Hashem has called your name. Meaning Yirmiyahu is saying Hashem has called you this an olive tree. So the Midrash asks, "V'chi lo nikru Yisrael ele kazayis hazeh bilvad?" Wait, is the olive tree the only thing that we're compared to, or the Jews are only compared to olives? Aren't we called by many different types of fruit trees? And then the Gemara proceeds to, proceeds to give some examples. Begefen, Usa'ena, you have grapevines and figs, and of course a pasuk in Tehillim where we're called a gefen, and a pasuk in Hosea where we're called a fig, and of course a pasuk in Shir Ashir where we're a tamar, and then a pasuk in Tehillim, where we're Erez, we're like cedar, and then egos, nuts and Shir Ashirim, and Pardes Rimonim, a orchard of pomegranates in Shir Ashirim as well. So it goes through all these examples. So what's so special about olives? Why does Yirmiyahu say that Hashem has called us as olives, an olive tree, olives? So the Midrash says, what is it? Just like this olive tree, so the olives are on the tree, and they're hanging around, and then they're brought down, like knocked off the tree, brought to the ground, and beaten, and then they beat them and they bring them to the olive press, and they put them in like the grinder, the crusher, and then they grind them again, and then they are surrounded with ropes, they brought rocks, and after that, after they're pressed with these rocks, and they give forth their oil, these olives. Okay. Kach Yisrael. So too is Yisrael, the Jewish people. Bayin ovdei kochavim v'chovtin osan, mimakom lamakom, v'chovshin osan, v'chovshin osan, v'cholarin, makifin osan, tartiotin. So too it happens with the Jewish people that the idolaters come and they beat them and take them from place to place and capture them and tie them up and beat them down, surround them. V'achakach osin tshuva. And then after all that, they do tshuva. V'hakadosh baruch hu one lahem, and Hashem answers them. Where do we see this from? Shinah, where the pasuk says, v'yanchu v'nei Yisrael. And of course, psukim of redemption from Shemos and Devarim, but Tzarlacham Tzeucha, Kikel, Rachum Hashem Elokecha, Heve Zayis Ranan Yefei Pri Tawar. And that's how they're like an olive tree. And then the Midrash gives a few different pshatim, why we're compared to olives, different things about the olive or olive oil that it doesn't mix in with other things, that olive oil rises to the top, olive oil is illuminating, and then the Midrash ends with the connection back to the Parshas Tetzaveh, the commandment to take oil. But the main point over here that I want to focus on is that we are the first pshat, we're compared to olives, that just like olives, they're beaten down and there's so many steps in the process, but finally they produce oil. So too, Klal Yisrael are beaten down so many times, and then finally at the end they're able to produce tshuva, which is their oil. So one point is that the oil that we have is tshuva, right? Our oil, Tuva's our oil. Another point is that there's just so many beatings that take place before we do Tuva. That you see with the olives, it doesn't just like produce oil right away. There's so many different steps to it, so many times that are being beaten. And I think that's an important point, because during this tekufa, there's so many steps, meaning not just the oppression from the nations of the world, but there's so many steps in the tshuva process from El, there's the entire El, hopefully, we're thinking about tshuva, definitely by the Svaradim, they're doing slichos from Rosh Chodesh El. Ashkenazim have a little bit of a later start, different years, but it could be a week before Rosh Hashanah. But there's a lot of beating, a lot of Shamnu, Baganu, Gazalnu, a lot of beating our chest and just drilling home this important point of doing tshuva and improving ourselves. And how much does it get through? How many times do we have to do a Shamnu, Baganu? How many times do we have to do Vidui? How many slichos do we have to do? Really, questions people ask are it's so much of slichos, and then the entire Rosh Hashanah davening, which is not exactly slichos, but different types of tshuva, and then you have tashlich and sending out your averos, and then you have kaparos, putting your averos on chicken or fish or money or whatever it is, and then more slichos, And then even when you get, especially when you get to Yom Kippur, so many more slichos again and again, and five tefilos, ne'ilah, all al chaitz, again and again and again, all these beatings. And I think a simple answer to what's going on is that we kind of need all these beatings. Halavai, that the only beatings that the Jewish people should be getting are from themselves, hitting their chest. But we need all these beatings in order for us to be able to properly do tshuva. That, especially in this generation, we need to be able to break ourselves down and actually be able to return to Hashem. So just like the olives need to be beaten and beaten before they can produce the oil, so we need to be beaten and beaten, and halavai again, we should be doing it to ourselves during Elul, during Tishrei, to beat into us the ability to do tshuva, but also to realize that the tshuva is the oil. That's an amazing point, right? The olives, the big, beautiful thing that olives produce is oil. So we have to realize that tshuva is our oil. It's not just, something that, if you did an Avera, so then you have to do tshuva. It doesn't look good. It's not nice, but it's not pleasant. It's a dirty thing that you have to do an Avera, and tshuva's kind of cleaning it up a little bit. But that's not a proper comparison to oil. Oil is the most beautiful, amazing thing that is produced by olives. It's the best things that olives have to offer is oil. It illuminates, it brings warmth, it brings light. It's an incredible thing that olives produce. And tshuva is our oil. That when we beat ourselves down like olives during the month of Elul and the first 10 days of Tishrei, we beat ourselves like olives, we produce an oil called tshuva. Tshuva is warmth. Tshuva is light. Tshuva is beautiful. It's perhaps the essence of creation, which we were created to be at a distance from Hashem, and our tshuva to Hashem is us getting closer and closer to Hashem, and we need to beat down certain aspects of our physicality for it. There's v'nisim es nafsho seichem, it's a physical affliction that we have to be able to beat down so we can get to the spiritual light, the oil that is within. But we shouldn't view tshuva as a dirty thing or a sad or disappointing thing. It's a beautiful thing. This is our oil that we need to want to produce, but takes a few beatings to get there. It takes some serious vidoy, a bunch of shamnu baganus, a bunch of alchets. But hopefully, as we do that, and as we are engaged in the process of tshuva, and all the external pieces as well, and the tashlich, and the kaparos, and the slichos, and the vidoy, and the asking for mechila from everybody we know, and especially Hashem, as we're doing that process, to feel that we are beating the oil out of us. We're beating the tshuva, the oil, and to produce a really great light. We will be zocha to return to Hashem with the tshuva shlema and be sealed the gemar chasima tova.